This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a lot of green today. It's a nice day. You got double-digit gains in Kansas City wheat and Jan beans, and corn up about four. Was up one time, looks like about five. The negatives in the market have been the rain in North Brazil, and there's more forecast for next week, but the market might have already dialed it in because the market's up today. They got it under $13, and they couldn't take it down from there. And now it's higher in the day, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty good close. You know, closes in about 19 minutes. So that's 8 days a positive for beans, shrugging off the bearish rain in northern Brazil to close higher going into the weekend. Wheat market has been a thing of beauty. Eight higher days in a row right now. If you look at the chart of the wheat, it's been a phenomenon. Market has rallied 90 cents in about 2 weeks' time. It's been up eight days in a row. I haven't seen that in forever. The market started up before these exports started, but maybe it was anticipating those. It's just cheap prices, pure cheap prices, and I think that's the case in the wheat.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 3.75 at 4.88 even. January soybeans up 16.25 at 13.11 3/4. January soybean meal down 170 at 4.06.80. Soybean oil up 179 at 51.13. On the Merck, December live cattle down 110 at 162.35. January feeders up 12 cents at 210.27. February lean hogs down 152 at 67.77. Those are your closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.